Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
In an age where some in the wrestling industry like to talk about doing what's good for business, I assure you, that thought has never crossed our minds. I'm Johnny Danger, he's Jonathan Williams, and this is Georgia Wrestling Now.
Thank you, Mr. Danger. And I am proud to announce that I have the distinct pleasure and honor of being the mayor of Gotham City. I checked in on Foursquare enough times over the weekend that I became the mayor of Gotham City at Six Flags.
When was the election? I wasn't even aware. Oh, my God.
I wasn't even running. I mean, I campaigned for sure for something else and won some awards for wrestling with pop culture, of course. But I had no idea that I was even being considered until I checked in and it told me I was the mayor. So, I am proud.
Do you report to Commissioner Gordon? Does he report to you? How does it work?
I'm the mayor. He reports to me, but it's a hard job, I'll tell you. Especially what goes on in Axis Arena for Fright Fest.
I see where you're going with this.
But, yes, of course, I was at Six Flags Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. And Professor Morte will be calling in briefly tonight to give us an update on what's going on there this weekend and to try to give away a pair of tickets again because we still have them. But more importantly, we're squeezing him in, but we have some much bigger news. We've got Murder One calling in.
Yes.
His show, He's Got a Gun, airs right after ours does. And, but of course, as everyone has heard, Rampage Pro Wrestling has closed its doors. He was the booker there, and he is now, from my understanding, the booker at East Coast Wrestling Entertainment. So he will have plenty to talk about, I'm sure. Then, as promised last week, the second half, we will feature Wild Child Joey Kidman, who takes on Bobby Moore this Saturday at Sacred Ground Chapter 4 for Platinum Championship Wrestling, where I'm sure you will be Johnny Danger.
I certainly will, and don't forget the ladies at ringside. You got Rachel and Bobby Moore's corner, and Aria and Joey Kidman's. I can't wait for that.
I'm looking forward to that as well. So that's what we have lined up for tonight. Then we've also got a guy named Big Charlie who is with Southern Fried Championship Wrestling. And I didn't get a chance to bring it up a couple weeks ago for whatever reason. I don't remember. But I went to one of their shows, and, well, the talent was good. The crowd was good. The ring was very shaky. And most of the matches were not that impressive. But it seems like I think that was only their second or third show, and they've got another show coming up this weekend. So it's hard to get a wrestling promotion going and have great shows from the beginning without any glitches. And with the talent that he's using and the crowds that he's already drawing, I'm sure these will turn out okay in the long run. Wildfire Tommy Rich is going to be there this weekend.
Awesome.
I think I saw AJ Steele is also going to be there. Pandora and Nina Monet are regulars there. The Empire, the Shane Marks, Casey Kincaid version of the Empire, that is. Many others. I saw a lot of people I had never seen or heard of before. But that is tonight's show.
Excellent. Let's get to it.
Yeah, well, what did you have going on over the weekend? I think I saw you got to meet Linnea Quigley.
I did. Trash from Return of the Living Dead, you know, one of my first childhood fantasies is this naked lady dancing in a graveyard. But let's back up for a second. as I have for the past 4 years. I spent Saturday working at another project near and dear to the black heart of Professor Morte, the Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse. It's a very unique haunted attraction out in Conley near the airport, and it's actually attracted a couple other wrestlers over the years. Supernatural and I had a quick little tour of it last year, and it's a lot of fun, you know, just scaring people, showing them a different side of Johnny Danger. Not that I'm Johnny Danger there, but it is always Johnny Danger time, as you are aware.
Yes, that is actually where MCW got its start a couple of years ago.
In the parking lot, you're exactly right. And we were lucky enough that Miss Quigley came to check out the attraction. By all accounts, she loved it. And, you know, what more can you ask for? That's instant credibility right there. And anybody interested in that, just go to AtlantaZombie.com and check us out.
Absolutely.
Well, since this is a wrestling show, I guess I better get to some wrestling. Sunday, I spent all day with my rock and roll model brothers. You can see the results of that on Facebook right now. There's a video floating around of me and Matt Sex cells in a jacuzzi. Fortunately, it's not the whole video, but we'll just kayfabe the rest of that for now. And then Sunday night, I took a trip to College Park, as I am the official party host, ring announcer, and play-by-play man for Progression Pro. Of course, they held their inaugural tag team GP tournament. Attracted some amazing, amazing teams. We had the Washington Bullets. We had the Big F and Deal, the Kings of the Armory. And actually, a team by the name of Hot Commodity, Tommy Pinarelli and CB Suave, kind of shocked the world by winning that one. I don't know if I'm going to call it an upset, but they walked out with the trophy.
That is somewhat surprising. I mean, not to downplay their talents in any way, but
no, not at all.
The tag team talent that was involved in that, and of course the Washington Bullets were probably a favorite for various reasons. But
yeah, they actually defeated the Bullets in the finals, and it was surprising.
Well, that is shocking in some ways, I guess you'd say. But good for them. They obviously are an accomplished tag team all over Georgia, so
no doubt.
Just add that to their list of accomplishments.
And of course, right now everybody's getting ready for Sacred Ground, which you mentioned. PCW's big show of the year happens this Saturday in Porterdale. Just an amazing lineup. We've got Marco Polo and Siler Cross in the stretcher match, where I'm going to go ahead and admit I hope Marco ends Siler's career like he ended mine. We've got the huge main event, Chip Day challenging Supernatural for the Unified Championship in a ladder match. We got a Platinum Trinity match between Dementia De Rose, Mia Yim, and Leva Bates. That should be incredible. As you mentioned, we've got Kidman going up against Bobby Moore. And, you know, this match, anything could happen. It will be the final meeting of Mason and Shane Marks, last man standing, loser leaves town.
Well, that is a match with some heavy implications, especially given their history in PCW.
Yeah, I can't imagine PCW without either one of those guys as much as I'd like to imagine it without Shane Marks. They're both, you know, integral figures in the history, the longest reigning champions. It's, you know, it's not big enough for the both of them, so we're going to see what happens.
Did I see that Adam Pearce is also going to be there?
Yeah, Adam Pearce, he's competed at a couple other Sacred Ground events. He's there to be honored with the Platinum Standard, much as Fred Avery was last year. And it'll be cool to have him in the house, no doubt.
Absolutely, yeah. He's been on the show, on this show, a few times, too. He's always enjoyable.
Of course, and I'd be amiss if I didn't mention, you know, while we're talking about tag teams, the finals of PCW's most chaotic tag team season ever, and it's come down to four teams. You got Los Pendejos from Florida, you got the Washington Bullets, you've got Brian Blaze and Jeter, and you've got De La Vega managed by Quasiman Disco and a mystery partner of their choosing. So with all those guys, there's no telling what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Well, we're still waiting for Murder.
And, of course, the match that temporarily ended my career last year, and before it got ended again this year, but I don't want to talk about that. The Platinum Royal featuring basically the entire locker room fighting for a heavyweight championship shot.
Yes, that has been an interesting match in previous years. I remember the first Sacred Ground, it came down to, at the time, they were tag team partners, Jeter and Nogicism. And as you can imagine, despite Nogicism's athletic abilities and accomplishments in wrestling, he just was no match for Jeter.
But I don't remember again, who is.
Exactly. I mean, Jeter is about six Nogicisms, I think.
Six and a half, actually. Now, I do believe the year after that, it was the Vandal that came out on top. And
yeah.
Then last year, it was a guy called the Fifth Column who either was working for or was Shane Marks the whole time. I don't remember. I was laying on the ground with a broken back, so there's no telling.
Yeah. Well, he certainly had a different body shape, but maybe he was wearing some...
Yeah, I kind of thought so, too.
Could have been Shane wearing, what do you call those things, a brassiere or something like that? I don't know.
I like to point out that it was Jonathan Williams, not Johnny Danger, that said Shane Marks wears a brassiere.
I said maybe he was, but like you said, maybe
I didn't hear that.
All right, we'll change the subject.
Good, good.
All right, so Murder One, he, of course, has a show that comes on right after ours called He's Got a Gun, so that's why he's calling in early for our show.
Right.
But he is not on the line yet. So I guess we can give some background to sort of set this up. Rampage Pro Wrestling, anyone who listens to this show knows, has been the subject of many wrestling conversations over the past few months in Georgia. I think it was around May or so that everyone was asking what's wrong with Rampage, what can they do to fix it, this and that. And we had Murder One and Josh Wheeler on the show around that time as well to address some of those things. And there's been all kinds of speculation since then, but as of last Thursday, I believe it was, Rampage has officially closed its doors. And, well, let's see. I'm getting a text from Murder right now.
Is it fit to be read on the air?
He's just saying he's trying to dial a number and it's not working. Let me make sure I gave him the right
number. Difficulties on this show?
Hold on, I gave him the wrong number. It was a typo.
So now we're going to be on Botchamania.
I hope so.
I always thought it would be my wrestling that got me there.
All right, well, I've given him the right number.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear the story direct from his mouth.
We have another caller, so I'll go ahead and bring this person on. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this?
Hey, it's Larry Goodman. Hey, Jonathan. Hey, Johnny Danger. How are you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good to hear from you, Larry.
Murder One should be calling any moment. I was one number off when I texted him the number, so...
Yes, I heard your recapping, sort of summarizing what's taking place.
Kind of started with one of your reports, didn't it?
Well, I don't know about that, but there was that one.
Started with what was going on at their shows, but.
Yeah, there was a spark there from that one of their review of their TV show that kind of got, that did get set things in motion at one point.
Yeah. Do you have some other knowledge as to why the plug was pulled, or is that why? Are you calling to find out too?
Well, I posted an interview on Blog Talk with AJ Steele, about a 20-minute interview where I got his take on what happened and his sort of blow by blow of how it went down.
Uh-huh.
I won well, I'm guessing if Murder comes on, I'll ask him. But what AJ said was that he himself had no direct communication with Doc Gayton about this. That he was informed by email, as were several of the prime players with the promotion. So at the point that I talked to him, which was 24 hours after it had happened, he had not spoken to Doc directly about the closure. And I suspect that Murder hadn't either, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
I'm also interested to find out if Murder's got a chance to read Stephen Blatnam's latest full disclosure, where he gives his autopsy of the death of Rampage and gives his thoughts on Murder's tenure as Booker. Not to ruffle any feathers.
No. You wouldn't want to do that.
Not Johnny Danger.
And not Murder One's feathers.
No.
Well,
all unplugged in, John.
So is he?
It is.
On another note, Anarchy had another good show Saturday night.
Any big news out of that? Any big title changes or anything?
No, because they're setting up for Fright Night.
Right.
So they're still setting things, getting things in place for that. They announced Gunner is going to return versus Corey Hollis on that show. And they did set up some things for next time. Mr. Wildside, whoever it is under that mask, Billy Buck, has been invited to confront. Bobby Moore has invited him for an in-ring confrontation, and Bobby Moore has vowed to take that mask off him and prove once and for all that it is Billy Buck under there. So that's in place for October 12th. As is Jeremy Vane and Brody Chase versus Urban Assault Squad.
Not bad.
No, they're doing a good job of, at every show, they set something up for the next show that's interesting. And that hasn't always been the case out there, but they've been really strong in that over about the last 3 to 6 months, where they've always got something cooking for the next show. It's not doing anything as far as drawing crowds. Hopefully that will change for Fright Night. But it's just mind-boggling to me, a promotion that puts on such a good product only draws 85 people, but it is what it is.
Is that something you see throughout the state of Georgia, Larry?
Well, what I've seen for a while is that West Georgia draws well. Of course, we all know Peach State in particular, although at the last show, Peach State only had 150. Which they couldn't, Shane Knowles had no clue about why that would have been the case for them, because they weren't running against UIW. And they only had 150, which is about half what they normally have. So, but, typically West Georgia draws better than anywhere else.
Right.
Of course, Rampage hadn't been drawing in general for quite a while. I mean, I've always... And this has been talked about before, that once they went to Sundays, it made it very difficult.
All right.
Well,
it looks like
Friday or Saturday is the night.
Yeah.
Looks like we have Murder One joining us now, so I'm going to bring him on. How you doing tonight, Murder One?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Just prepping for He's Got a Gun.
Yeah, what do you have planned for tonight?
Oh, we're going to have the Angry Promoter. He's going to come on and promote his show for this weekend, for this coming up Sunday in College Park. And we got Ben Masters coming on.
Oh, that's a big show. I heard that the Angry Promoter paid for a ticket and sat and watched a little bit of Progression Pro yesterday.
He may have. See, he was supporting the product. I guess.
I'm glad somebody did. I heard they didn't. They had hardly anybody there.
I heard it was 10 people.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, hell, even PW's first show drew 17, so. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, exactly. So, who's this other voice I hear?
This is Johnny Danger, sir.
Oh, okay. What's popping, man?
Not much. How are you?
You know, I'm doing what I do. If you don't know what I do, then you need to read up.
I have heard what you do.
So Uncle Phil's gone?
Yeah, his last show was the one with Miss Allie. I thought you heard.
You know, I hear rumors of things, but, you know, I don't always listen to the Internet.
Probably a wise thing to do is not to listen to the Internet all that much.
Yeah.
So, you know,
speaking of listening to the Internet, Murder One, of course, we all heard about Rampage, and what are your thoughts, or what's your any news on that, or what would you like to say about it?
Everybody else, you know, they shocked and awed and can't believe, you know, that it's done or whatever. Man, I've been wrestling for a long time. I done seen shit like this go down a lot. So, you know, I'm really not, you know, I ain't too shook up about it. I mean, it's just business when it comes down to the end of the day. You know what I mean? So, you know, it had its run. And, you know, it's for me, you know, like I told Larry, should put me in the game earlier, whatever. But, like, I was listening in the queue, you know, everybody always thought Sundays was a bad day to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because we ran it. They had run a Saturday night. Remember when they had switched to Saturdays? And they were doing real good on the Saturdays,
yep.
And then I don't know what happened.
Yeah, what I understood is it had something to do with difficulties with the fund center and the employment, the staffing of the fund center, because from a business standpoint for the wrestling, it certainly didn't make any sense to go to Sundays. Did you see it coming? I mean, did you think it was going to? Did you see an end coming?
I mean, I knew when I you know got the book and shit that. You know, it was a sinking ship. You know what I'm saying? So really, I just didn't know when. Like, I mean, I'm sure everybody had it in the back of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it happened a lot of times, you know. It happened before, so, you know, it's always going to be in the back of somebody's mind. But, you know, I got in and did what I did for as long as I could, you know, and left my mark on it.
Like I said,
I left on a high note, I think, because I brought the crowd back up from what
You know why the decision was made to pull the plug the way they did instead of at least having Doctoberfest and kind of wrapping up some storylines and angles and having one last blowout?
No, I really don't. I guess it just one of them things. It just happened and, you know, shit, couldn't nobody do nothing about it.
Could you expand a little bit on what you said about, you know, you would have been good if you'd gotten in the game sooner. You should have been put in the game sooner.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because I'm not to knock anybody that came before me or whatever, you know. But, you know, it just needed some, you know, it just to keep the interest, you had to, you know, you got to change it up. You know, I say, you know, storylines, you know, make it, you know, kind of, you got to push it out there a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, try to find something that's been, I mean, because you can't say everything's been done in wrestling, but you just got to find a new way to twist it and, you know, move some people in some key, you know, move some people around. And really, I guess what I'm trying to say is you just had to shake shit up. You couldn't be scared. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Put it out there. How however fucked up it is, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I took the shot and put the title on Bobby, which I knew. I would say 95% sure that it would get over. You know what I'm saying? And it did. And he, you know, he was gonna have a nice little run because every time he came out, everybody was, you know, they were into his matches. You know, I'm not gonna lie, there were some periods, you know, some points in the shows, you know, where the crowd sits on their hands or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what for, but then, you know, somebody like Bobby comes out, or AJ, or Francisco Chiazzo, you know what I'm saying? They would come out and they would just come unglued. And, you know, that's what kind of fans you want, right? You don't want fans to just sit on their ass. You want them to kind of get involved and, you know, be loud and rowdy. That's why I decided to split the crowd. Shit. Because if you got one section of people that ain't doing shit, why don't you give them some opposition? You know what I'm saying? Give the old people that showed up some heels to fucking bitch with.
I mean, of course, it's not going to play out, but I'm just curious, where was the story with Micah, the renegade Micah coming in, disrupting the show and so forth? Where was that going?
You got to tune in to He's Got a Gun, because I was going to give you the Doctoberfest card with the finishes.
Okay.
Yeah, you tried to get out. That's why I told Josh before I went on. I said, this is what we're going to do, because I kind of knew. I know you, Larry. I know you. Just know that, shit was going to get interesting. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't already interesting with the motherfucker showing up with his team, you know, it was going to be nice.
Well, now that you're booking for ECWE and they use a good number of the same wrestlers from Rampage, do you think you'll pick up where you left off with some of that stuff there?
There's always that possibility. But now with that one, you know what I'm saying, since it's a smaller company and don't have shitload of money to play with, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to focus on developing some new talent, you know what I mean? I'm going to focus on taking some guys that say they want it, you know what I'm saying, and see how bad they want it. Put them through the whole murder creative process.
Is there anything you would have done differently once you got the book, when looking back on it?
I'd have took the TV away.
Just dropped it off, just ran live shows.
Uh-huh. And I probably would have put it online.
Uh-huh.
That way, you know, you wouldn't have been paying out of fucking ass for TV.
How expensive is that, if you don't mind revealing?
I've heard, but see, I haven't really got, like, confirmation on the number, so I don't feel even comfortable by saying what I heard, because it could not be right, you know what I'm saying, because it was an outlandish fucking number.
Are the rest of the episodes that haven't aired yet still going to air?
I haven't heard shit. It's just like, I guess, I mean, it was like, you know, nobody call, nobody whatever, because, you know, ain't no talking him out of it, so I guess it was just, we don't know.
Well, there would only been two that hadn't aired, and I understand, haven't watched it, but I understand that one did go up.
I watched a little bit online and saw it was a new one, so.
That would only leave one other one to air.
Yeah. So I guess they can finish it out then. I guess so. So, what'd y'all think about it?
I didn't get to finish watching it, but what did I see? Drew Adler and who was it? I remember a good match with Drew Adler. I think that's where I left off. It was early in the show. I only got about 20 minutes in.
I'd have to look back and see. But yeah, see, what like I said about Drew. You'll see a lot more. I guess with this new one, I'm going to bring in guys and, you know, work with them and try to get them, you know, better than what they are so they can go out and do better things and represent, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's saying wrestling's dead, but, you know, I guess I'm just going to try to keep this shit kind of on life support on my end.
Would the way you worked with Drew and booked him and pushed him, would that be one of your high point, shall we say, of your time as booker? Is that one of the things you're proud of?
Yeah, I really am. I'm proud of that guy. I tell him to his face. Very proud of Drew Adler, and I'm glad I had, you know what I'm saying, a chance to leave a mark on him and work with him. I mean, me and Drew Adler, I'm still going to see him. You know what I mean? You just, you know, can't be that good and me take the book of a company with by luck, he was already there, so I didn't have to go out and, you know, tell him to come do this because he'll already be there.
Is there something you tried that, you know, it just disappointed you? You expected better and it just didn't happen as far as for booking?
Well, the Well, I guess it would go to when I lost Hot Like Lava.
Uh-huh.
Because they were going to be the integral part in the thing that I had coming up. You know what I'm saying? And I had something in the works to where I was going to bring back somebody else, controversial, and stick that person with, you know what I'm saying, Hot Like Lava, going into the whole team thing. The team thing would have been shit tons better if I would have had Hot Like Lava in it.
But as far as the ones you actually did, were able to pull off, were there any that you pulled them off and it just didn't work out the way you saw it?
No, honestly, no. Nah, because I don't know. It's just like I visualize shit, you know what I'm saying, in my head. And I don't know what it is. I can usually garner how the crowd's going to react to it, you know what I'm saying? I was just telling my girl that the other day of how I run it through my head so many times. I don't know. It's like playing it out in your head until you get it right, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you've been wrestling for as long as I have, you can kind of judge how a crowd's going to be and how a crowd's going to react to something that's totally out of left field or, you know what I'm saying, and some shit that they never seen before.
Murder, we've got a caller. It's all ones, which I think means they have their number protected or whatever, but I'm going to bring them on, see who it is.
Go ahead.
This is Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this?
I got a question for Murder. I've been talking to a married woman, which I've done many times in the past. This one just got out of jail for attempted manslaughter. Anyway, her husband, he's turning himself in today, and he'll be in for 2 weeks. She's got 4 kids we hung out for the first time at 2 a.m. Saturday night. Today I get a text asking me if she can bring her girl over. Am I down with meth? I want to talk about it on your show tonight. I think it's inappropriate for this one.
Okay, well, come on. Come on with it.
Shout out to Larry Goodman, DanMastersLive.com.
All right, word. Okay, so what time is it, guys?
It is 7:30.
All right, we're going to have to wrap this up because I'm going to have to get ready, you know what I'm saying? I got to eat and shit.
All right. Well, the only other things I was curious about is what you have coming up. I know you're working.
Oh, well, check
ECWE. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I got October 5th. That's for UIW. That's this Saturday. Then I got October 10th. It's going to be in Duluth at Wild Bill's. It's going to be Murder One versus that Moose, the Moose guy that used to play for the Falcons. So kind of get the live out a dream. I get to punch an Atlanta Falcon in the face and represent the almighty Philadelphia Eagles, and I dare somebody to say something about them losing. It's still early in the season. And then on the October 26th is going to be Murder One versus Devon Dudley for UIW.
What happened with Sabu, do you know?
I don't even know. My body thanks him for canceling that booking.
Well, Devon might get the tables.
Well, at least it'll be just the table.
We've got another caller.
Not 7 tables, a shovel, an ice pick, barbed wire, and a chair.
Will you be wrestling at ECWE this weekend, or are you just doing booking now?
Nah, I ain't gonna. I'll just be there. Back posted up.
All right.
I'm letting him finish out what he had before, you know. My official first day will be the November 3rd show.
Okay. We do have another caller. It may be our next guest, but I'm going to bring him on just real quick to see.
Who's coming on after me?
Wild Child Joey Kidman.
The Poop Man.
This may be him.
Make sure you ask him about Rubens and a senton.
Well, let's see if this is him. Is that Joey Kidman on the line, or is that someone else?
It is. It's me. It's Joey Kidman.
All right.
Rubens,
did you have anything for Murder?
Hey, Murder. How you doing, boss?
I'm doing all right, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear from you.
All right. Well, shit. I ain't going to step on your interview time because The youth of Southern wrestling need their time. So go on and get your
time. Yeah, good luck on. He's got a gun too.
I'm about to go crank that bitch up in a minute.
Oh yeah, I heard about the Rubens and the Senton gimmick.
They're gonna ask you about it, so we'll be going to full detail.
Oh God, here we go.
And on that note, fellas, I'm out. He's got a gun coming on at 8 o'clock.
He's got a Ruben.
Deuces. Buckos.
Thanks for calling. I guess we will take a commercial break, and then we will talk to Mr. Joey Kidman. If you don't mind going on hold again for a moment. All right. Thank you, sir.
I don't mind.
All right.
Hey, I guess I'll
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with PWR Tag Team Champion Johnny Danger and GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com's Larry Goodman. And since we already had him on the line, we'll go ahead and bring up our next guest, Wild Child Joey Kidman.
How are you, Joshua? How's everybody doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Glad to be on the show again. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I told you he'd call in. I told you.
Yeah, Johnny wouldn't put a lie on me like that. I wouldn't just call in not for Johnny Danger.
Good to hear from you,
rock
brother.
And roll model brother, or what's going
rock
on with
that?
Rock
and roll that? Model. Rock and roll model for life, man. You know, I'm still, you know, once a rock and roll model, always a rock and roll model.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you gotta always a rocker, brother.
But, you know, let's go back further than that. The first time I saw you, you remember the Empire in PCW over a year ago. You split off from them to join three either current or future superstars in PCW. You had Fred Yehi, the Phantom, and Danny Only. What was it like being in a group with those guys, and what did you learn from them?
The Damnation, it was really something I really enjoyed. I learned a whole lot from Danny Only, of course. And, you know, me and him got really close over that time, and we've become friends since then. You know, Phantoms, I think, is definitely talented. I think he's really good with his characters. I love his, you know, he's really good with his characters, and that to me is what, you know, you see very rarely now in the wrestling industry. And Fred Yeha, I mean, his name now speaks for itself. I mean, just like in a year, year and a half in, right? I mean, I think he's about a year, year and a half in, somewhere around there. But he's already, you know, made a name for himself, wrestled Davey Richards in that, you know, that match that everybody knows about that's on YouTube. And, I mean, Fred's just doing amazing. And, you know, you can't help but be happy for Fred. He's, you know, he's a great guy, and you can't really think of anybody who's got as much drive and definitely not as in shape as him. I mean, that guy's just so quick. So that was definitely a time spent that I really enjoyed, and, you know, maybe down the road, who knows, it might come back again.
Okay, that would be awesome. And, you know, yes, Fred Yeha, he's improved a whole lot, but don't sell yourself short, man. In the time that I haven't seen you, you came back strong, and you've improved a hell of a lot, man.
Oh, yeah, you know, I don't want to sit there and say that, you know, I'm up there, but I'm definitely grateful for the opportunities that I've had over the last year and a half or 2 years. I got to learn from some of the, you know, real greats in Georgia. I mean, I learned a whole lot from Rick Michaels. I learned, you know, of course, Jake Slater. I've learned tons from him. I got to wrestle Wardell 3 months ago in a match that I learned a lot from him. I mean, you know, Wardell Walker, his name speaks for himself right now as well. That's another one. I'm definitely very happy with how my career has gone the last 2 years. I've put aside things that don't really matter. I've put my right foot forward, and I realize that, you know, this is something that I'm going to have to go full blast with, and not that I'm going to have to, it's that I want to. And I've been, you know, I'm enjoying it every weekend. I look forward to wrestling every single weekend. It's the highlight of my life.
What are you most looking forward to? Sorry, go ahead, Johnny.
I was going to say, you know, he's kind of come full circle. He took some time off, and you're back in PCW with a vengeance. You know, we're 1 week away from the biggest show of the year, Sacred Ground, and you got a spot on the card against Bobby Moore, but you didn't come alone. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, you know, I came to PCW, and my girl Aria, she's with me, and she's my supporter. She's my number one supporter. She's always, you know, since I met her, she's always been there for me. She's, you know, I couldn't thank her enough. And she's coming in to Sacred Ground to make sure that Miss Rachel stays out of the ring. If Miss Rachel gets involved, my girl's going to pull her hair out, no question.
What else do you have coming up after that? I know you mentioned when you asked if you could call in, you mentioned your All-Star Wrestling Network show coming up later. I guess that's November 1st?
Yeah, All-Star Wrestling Network, it's been around, you know, I like to go ahead and say this is cool. All-Star Wrestling Network's been around for a good little bit. I know some of y'all may have seen it on Facebook a couple times, like with invites or whatever. But in the last year, AWN has definitely gotten a whole lot better. I would like to say towards the middle of the summer is when it started happening. I think the person we have in charge now, I think, is really doing a great job with it and really trying to make things go full circle and really go out with it. You know, everybody knows what happened last week with Rampage Pro Wrestling closing down, and it's a shame that it did. You know, I had time spent there, and I learned a whole lot from working at Rampage. But AWN is in Middle Georgia, around that area, only 10 miles from the Johnny G's Fun Center where Rampage Pro Wrestling used to run. Middle Georgia Wrestling is still doing good, I think, you know, at AWN. The heart is definitely in the show because, you know, we got guys like Drew Adler. Drew Adler's the AWN heavyweight champion. He's going to be wrestling there. We got, you know, the real deal, Jake Slater, who's, you know, I trained. He's wrestled all over, you know, the Southeast for the last 13, 14 years. We have AJ Steele, myself, Zach Edwards, the BFFs will be on the show. Anthony Andrews of the BFFs will actually be wrestling Jake Slater. Marvelous Michael Stevens would be wrestling Mike Cross for the Southern Heritage title. If Marvelous Michael Stevens can't beat him, then he will. His career is over. I'll be wrestling Zach Edwards in a Loser Eats Dog Food match.
How did that situation come about?
That situation came about where me and Zach were wrestling, and towards the end of it, my neck was hurting really, really bad, and my girl just wanted to jump on the apron and ask me if I was okay. Zach ran over there and started shaking his hips and trying to look good for her, but everybody knows he can't look good for her. And he decided to turn around, and I took advantage of the situation, hit him with my finisher, 1, 2, 3, you know. I think it was a great effort that I had of winning. I didn't cheat. I didn't see any cheating. I just took advantage of the situation, and that's what you're supposed to do in life. And Zach Edwards was very hot about it, and as the weeks went by, he kept calling, coming out and calling my girl a dog, calling her this, calling her that. And then so the match was made. Me versus Zach Edwards at Halloween Hell 8 was a great dog food.
Such a love wrestling.
You said you're looking forward to wrestling every weekend. I can't imagine you're really looking forward to the possibility of eating dog food.
Me? But that's the thing, though. That's what you're not getting. I'm not looking forward to the possibility of eating dog food because I'm not going to be eating dog food. He's going to be eating the dog food. That's what you don't understand. That's the thing. I'm not looking forward to eating dog food because I don't have to look forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing that little bald creep eat that dog food.
Well, somehow I can imagine either one of you eating dog food, actually. I don't know why that is.
You're a weird guy, Johnson. Let's just say hey.
Well, hey, we've got a caller. I think it might be – we had a couple of other guests that we're going to squeeze in because we wanted to make sure we got Murder One on tonight, and I believe this might be one of them. Hello.
So, speaking of weird guys, you've got the weirdest one on the phone right now, Jonathan.
Professor Morse.
Yes, Johnny Danger knows that voice.
Day Live and the Undead Flesh. How are you boils and ghouls in wrestling world doing tonight?
Doing all right. I understand you have a pair of tickets to Six Flags to give away. We've tried to give them away the past couple weeks, but we had someone try to win last week, but he was unsuccessful in his trivia question answers.
Wrestling at Six Flags, you can't beat that, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this thing at Six Flags was really absolutely fantastic. The turnout's going to keep getting better and better, too, as this thing goes on. And the word gets out. But I got to say, it's pretty awesome out there. I know we had a good time out there, and the kids were going crazy. I love making children cry. I did that a couple times. These kids were really getting into it. It was a lot of fun. So, what do you want to do for this giveaway, Jonathan?
Well, we've been doing trivia questions. So I guess we could come up with one based on what happened over the weekend at Six Flags.
Well, that would only work for people that were there.
Yeah.
How about we do something about a Six Flags question, maybe?
Monster-related Six Flags question?
Monster-related Six Flags question. How about that?
Because we've tried wrestling-related Six Flags questions.
Wrestling-related?
Well, Deep South Wrestling ran in Axis Arena a few years ago, and we had Micah Taylor on a couple weeks ago who wrestled with Deep South Wrestling. But we haven't had any luck with those questions, so let's do monster trivia at Six Flags.
This is an easy one. Okay, we all know that Monster Plantation has had their name changed due to, politically correct reasons.
It was renovated. That's why they changed the name.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, they renovated it about 5 years
ago.
Well,
I know they renovated it, but I'm sure the reason they changed the name from Monster Plantation to the other name is because of the plantation has, bad
certain
things connected to it. There's certain connotations you want to stay away from. So...
What was the previous? I'm sorry, go ahead.
It was yes, it was called the Monster Plantation, as we all know. And to my knowledge, there were no monsters working as slaves in there. But now, what is the new title of the ride? The famous ride, Monster Plantation.
That's a good one.
That's easy enough, right?
Right.
Yeah, even so, I know that one.
Are we going to wait for a caller, or is that how this works?
Yeah, we'll try that. If no one calls in and gets it, then we archive the show so people can answer on Facebook or whatever.
Somebody's going to get it. Don't Google.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
Yeah.
What else does Professor Morte have?
Well, I appreciate y'all having me on the show. And I think I'm probably going to...
Are you done? Are you done, Joey? Before you go, what...
I mean, it seems like y'all are pretty busy. I will just call it out. But before I leave this Saturday, make sure to come to PCW Sacred Ground Chapter 4. And again, I'll keep y'all tuned more about Halloween LA coming AWN November 1st over in Fort Valley.
You got any other shows in the next few weeks?
This Friday is AWN Fort Valley, Georgia. And the bell time will be 7:30, between 7:30 and 8, you know.
And do you know who you're taking on this Friday?
This Friday, I'm not really sure at the moment, but this Friday, might as well just come check it out. We have guys like I said, AJ Steele will be there, Drew Adler will be there, some of the top stars that were at Rampage will be there. So it's definitely something you don't want to miss. AJ Steele's got a big announcement this Friday as well.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and good luck this Saturday.
Thank
Friday,
you. Y'all have a great rest of the show.
All right.
Rock on, Joey. Thank you, brother.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So, Professor Morte, what else do you have coming up aside from MCW at Six Flags every Saturday and Sunday?
Well, every Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock, we've got the wrestling with the monsters. And other than that, it's a very busy season for Professor Morte because I do the Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse, the world's largest horror attraction where you actually go and live through a zombie movie live. You know, people think that that it was some sort of ad for a movie, but it's actually not. It's immersive theater. So I have that going on where you can actually run through and shoot zombies and run screaming for your life. You may survive. That happens, you know, on the weekends, and closer to Halloween, we start opening on weekdays, and that's a very exciting thing. And, of course, tomorrow night in Atlanta, Goblin will be playing their first show in North America, and I'm presenting that with some of our ghouls from the Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse. So get this Halloween season started off right and go see Goblin at Center Stage. Go shoot zombies at the Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse, and be sure not to miss all the great Monstrosity Championship Wrestling at Six Flags for Fright Fest.
All right. Any word on who will be at MCW this weekend? Particular stars?
That scumbag Darkmon stole the belt. He's been rubbing our noses in that. He keeps popping up. I know we've got something really exciting. We're doing a tribute to 80s monsters. So we're going to have Jason and Freddy and Leatherface and all those guys wrestling this weekend. That should be really spectacular. And we're going to put those guys in a hardcore match and get the blood really flowing.
I've also heard Johnny Danger might appreciate this, that Zombie Elvis wrestler will be there. Not sure if you were aware of that, Morte, but I have heard rumors.
I didn't hear about Zombie Elvis, but
I've heard the rumors myself.
Well, let's hope those rumors are true, because if there's one thing I'd like to do, it's go to Graceland and dig that guy up and get him in a wrestling ring.
You and me both.
I didn't know we were cleared for that. But
I think as long as we don't ask, we can do whatever we want.
You know, and there's this new faction of evil clowns, and I hate clowns.
Juggalos?
These evil clowns. No, they're even worse than juggalos. You could imagine that.
Strychnine was there, though. He's not a clown.
Strychnine's a juggalo?
He is a very devout juggalo.
Good googly oogly moo. What's wrong with that boy?
You just killed his
too many chair shots. Too many chair shots. But yeah, these guys are even worse than juggalos, if that's imaginable. And they're really picking on the children, making them cry. Usually I like that when I'm, you know, anyway, when I'm doing it with these clowns. So we've, you know, we've got the Frankenstein brothers and, you know, always Dracula, the face of MCW. And those bastards, the Kentucky Wolfmen, have been coming in there. And I don't know what his problem is, sneaking that full moonshine into the place, smoking cigarettes in the undesignated areas, but those Kentucky Wolfmen, they're just no good. So, you know, we've got our classic monsters and some new stuff coming out, and it's going to be real, real exciting stuff. So you guys out there, don't miss the next Monstrosity Championship Wrestling out at Six Flags, because it's fantastic.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Morte. I'm sure we'll hear more from you as October
Great.
Progresses, and we'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. You guys
right.
be careful tonight.
All right.
Okay.
And I believe this is our final guest. It's a rapid fire guest night tonight on Georgia Wrestling Now. But this, I believe, is Big Charlie from Southern Fried Championship Wrestling.
Hey, guys, how's
you?
It going? Yes, sir.
You're doing
I'm
all
good.
Right.
Good. Glad you guys could have me on tonight. I appreciate that.
No problem. Sorry we had to cut you short, but, you know, as you mentioned in your one of your messages to me off the air, we did need to address the Rampage situation, and Murder One was nice enough to call in and give us his thoughts on it. So we'll have you or someone else from Southern Fried call in another time to give us some more details. But I was at the last show, and as I'm sure you know, there were some concerns about the ring being unstable and stuff like that, and not trying to start off on a negative foot, but just want to make sure, you know, was that addressed? Has that improved for the next show?
Oh, no doubt about it. I was very unhappy that night. We weren't running high from anything. We had problems there. We're able to work those out. We've got a completely different ring now. We went and tried it out 2 weeks ago. I had three or four of my guys try it out. Everything's super with it, and we're good to go with that. But we don't want to run and hide from it. We learn from our mistakes. We made mistakes there. That mistake won't happen again.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. And I see you changed venues this time, I believe, too. Is that are you going to run in different places each time, or did
well,
you just find
you know,
a new place?
We're moving around. We're going down to Eatonton, Georgia this weekend. We're doing a show down there. Just going to try it out. One of the guys who's kind of helping me with this thing, it's hometown, so we thought we would go down there. But, you know, we're based out of Monroe. That's our home. That's where we draw our fans, and that's what's going on with there. October 26th, we got a big show there that, you know, I'd love to talk to you guys about. Probably, I think, it'll be one of the stronger shows that anybody will put together this year. We just hit out with the posters this week. We've got Luke Gallows to be there. Pain and Pleasure are going to be there taking on Darcy Dixon and Amanda Rodriguez. We've got Tommy Rich and his cousin Richie Rich in the house. We've got midgets coming in. We got a lot going on. AJ Steele is in with us now. We've got him signed up for three or four shows. The next few shows he'll be in Eatonton with us this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and Tommy Rich is going to be there this weekend. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Tommy Rich will be in Eatonton this weekend, and then again October 26th in Monroe.
Is he wrestling or is he just appearing?
Yes, sir. He's wrestling. Tommy's been with us every show so far except one. We've been real lucky. Tommy's, you know, working with us. We had our first show. We've four shows in now, so we're learning. Ole Anderson actually showed up at the first show out of the blue. We talked to him and asked him about coming and didn't think he would, but he did. Second show out, we had Lou Gallows and Jake the Snake Roberts in the house. We've had Tracy Smothers and the Twisted Smothers daughters are coming in November, on November the 9th. Rock and Roll Express are due in January. So, we're trying to do some big things, and you know, as I heard you guys talking about earlier, crowds on West Georgia, well, we're trying to show that East Georgia or you know, Northeast Georgia can draw just as well.
Yeah, well, from what I've seen, you haven't had any issues there. You've had big crowds, and they're pretty enthusiastic, so seems like you're off to a good start for the most part.
Yeah, we're trying really hard. We're trying to bring good people in. You know, like I said, we're learning, but we're working hard. I think, you know, we're averaging around three. So we had one show, the show before last, where we actually drew about 420. And, you know, it's just because you draw a big crowd doesn't mean you have a good show, and just because you have a good show doesn't mean you'll draw a good crowd. We're trying to work the kinks out both ways and find that happy medium. With the type of talent that we're bringing in, the people that we're bringing in, we think we're upgrading our roster tremendously. We're bringing people in who can work anywhere in Georgia that they want to. And they're calling me, you know, I have two guys today I talked to who can wrestle for anybody in this state. And, you know, we're booked till January. I'll tell you straight up, my shows are already ready all the way to January. And so I'm booking people for January right now.
That's a good place to be.
Well, you know, it's, when you can pick and choose, that makes things a lot better, definitely. And, you know, I think the word's gotten out. A few people came in and worked with us, and they put the word out, hey, this is a good place to go. Like I said, we had issues with the ring last time, and I'm very apologetic. I apologize profusely to my locker room beforehand. Nobody had to work if they didn't want to. You know, we weren't concerned safety-wise. It was just cosmetic thing. It just did not, it didn't look safe, but it was okay. You were there, you saw what we were up against, and
yeah,
and I so apologize for that. And you know, I'd like to invite everybody to come back out. Eatonton show may be a little out of the ways. If you can get out there Saturday night, great. I know PCW will be running an awesome show in Porterdale. They always do. You know, we're here to support everybody else. I'm not in competition with anybody. I'm here to see indie wrestling do good because I'm a fan first. I just got into promoting and owning, but I'm a fan. And we're going to do something October 26th, and we're going to do something November 9th at Atmosphere Bar and Grill in Loganville, Georgia. And those two shows with our lineups, we think, can rival anything that's done in the state this year.
All right. Well, we will definitely have some of your wrestlers on at some point to talk about those shows as they get closer. But in the meantime, I appreciate you calling in and give us a little bit of info about what you have coming up and what's been going on, and hopefully things will keep going well for you.
I thank you so much, guys, and anytime you need me or any of my guys, we'll be glad to call in and take part in the show. I enjoy listening.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, I guess that's that concludes things for this week. Who do we have? Oh, we've got Dragula, I believe, will be calling in next week for the first time ever. As Professor Morte mentioned, he is the fanged face of MCW. And I forget who else we have at the moment, but it'll be a good show. I'm sure of that. Anything you want to say before we go, Johnny Danger? I guess Johnny Danger is no longer with us. So I appreciate Johnny Danger co-hosting as usual. Appreciate Larry Goodman calling in and all four of our guests. And we will be back next Monday at 7.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.